Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
That was James White on the Money Down podcast. Who's this, by the way, Andy? Come on. You don't know, this is a recognizable song.
I don't know.
I'll give
Red
you a hint.
Man.
And... Who's Redman?
LL Cool J.
No. It's Method Man or Redman.
I'll say anything he says in my ear. Just so you know.
Put it in the prompter. Ron will read it.
Very similar. So if you yelled something in my ear like inappropriate, don't F with me because I'm going to like just regurgitate.
Yeah, we learned that during Schefter yesterday.
What happened there?
They were the ones who set me up for the question.
I asked.
Oh.
Stiz was like, I'd like to know whatever the...
If he would change the Rooney Rule.
And that's when he's like, what do you want me to change? And I was like, I don't know.
Define spirit.
That's why I asked you. We have you on to answer questions, not ask them, Adam. Plus, it came in my left ear from the producer. Stiz. Last time I take a question.
Notice whose fault it never is, by the way.
Mine.
Ever.
Yeah, welcome to my
never,
world.
Never, ever.
Now you know how my wife feels.
That was the Rockweiler. That was the Rockweiler by Method Man and Redman here on WEEI.
Casey Kasem.
Nothing but hip-hop all day long. 617-779-7937. Yes.
You raised your hand.
What's the... it works for Stiz, so if I want to talk, I'll just demand. Mm-hmm. Either one of you, what is the song that sampled the Knight Rider thing? Can I request that?
I can't picture the Knight Rider song.
Someone definitely sampled it. I don't believe it was a big hit, though.
No, probably not. It was just Little Fat Andy loved Knight Rider in the 80s or whatever. And like I heard it one day. I was like, hey, that's the Knight Rider.
That was
thing.
The show where like the car used to talk.
Kit.
Right?
Yeah. It's a black car. Michael Knight, the Knight Foundation's got the little red thing in the front. Doesn't stand up, so don't go watch it. Seriously. I tried to make my kids watch it once. It is unwatchable.
Oh, is it Busta Rhymes, maybe? I think there's a Busta Rhymes song that samples that
I
show.
Stumped the geniuses?
I think. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what song it is, but I think there's a Busta Rhymes song that samples Knight Rider. Anyway, that was James White, and he thinks Josh McDaniels is a good offensive coordinator. He's the best offensive coordinator I ever had, only offensive coordinator I ever had, which I didn't realize that about him, by the way, but I guess that makes sense. And he thinks it's good to bring him back and that he'll be good here in New England. And listen, I kind of agree. I don't think that he'll be a bad choice. I don't love what the choice represents in terms of the way that they're holding on to the past just so desperately instead of trying to go off in a new direction and try something else. Now, you can make the argument they tried something else last year with Gerard Mayo. I disagree. Gerard Mayo was a guy who was in-house. That wasn't really trying something new. He was inexperienced, so it was new to him, but you weren't going outside the box at all, and Josh McDaniels is most certainly not an outside-the-box type of hire. I think we all agree with that. Even if he is potentially their best option. And I'm kind of coming around to the idea that if you really care about continuity, and I do, I do care about continuity. I don't want Drake May to have three different OCs in his first 3 years. If you care about that type of stuff, McDaniels may be, him or Van Pelt, may be the best option.
So first of all, I don't care what James White thinks. No disrespect. He's okay. Your offensive coordinator. Like, you're biased.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to get an honest answer. Unless
he didn't like him, yeah.
You're right. If he pulled a Jackson Smith and Jigba and was like,
good luck.
I don't know. But if he says, I love him, well, yeah, you should love your coach. Like, he did a good job, whatever. And we know he's a competent candidate. There's a reason he's very much in the conversation. It's not ridiculous. I did want to bring my poll to the show.
Gross.
Because I'm big on polls lately on Twitter, and I appreciate the interaction the fans are giving. So I put my poll out today, and it was, if Josh McDaniels is hired as the Patriots offensive coordinator, how will you feel about it? Pumped, great fit was one option. Hate it was another. And meh, guess it's okay.
You can put me in the meh camp.
Okay.
I didn't vote in this. Let me vote on it right now.
You'd have a lot of friends in your meh
camp. Skew the results, yeah.
But not the majority. The majority of fans are 54% pumped, great fit. 41% say, meh, guess it's okay. So that is 95% of Patriots fans are at least okay with the idea of bringing in Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, only 5% hate it. That's interesting. I guess there's not really a big, sexy name out there for offensive coordinator at the time.
You nailed it.
That's the reason,
there is no other option. Yeah. And not even, is there not a sexy one? We haven't even sort of all committed to an unsexy one. Even if there was one unsexy.
Kaylee and LaFleur,
like, just
and
one
some
name.
Of these, yeah, right.
All
yeah.
I hear is Kaylee and LaFleur and AVP and Wes Phillips and Josh McKenna. Mm-hmm. If we all
and
got together.
And you're the only one saying Wes Phillips. But
yeah, it's true. But you know how, like, early on in the process, there's like 20 candidates for the primaries.
Right.
Everybody's just like overwhelmed. It's like, talk to me when you narrow it down a little bit. If we all said Wes Phillips, if we just said my guy, Wes Phillips, Wes Phillips, Wes Phillips, Wes Phillips, I think the voting would change. But right now, no one is proposing a legitimate alternative. No one is proposing anyone that is in any way interesting. And it's like, well, okay, I guess McDaniel. I mean, he's been here. He's done some good things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the one answer. My other part of this is he has spent time trying to upgrade, alter, modernize, simplify his offense in the last year. I know that. Like, he's been working, getting information from colleges and programs and doing different things. What that leads to, I have no idea, because I'm a little dubious of that, if we're being honest. I think sometimes it's hard for those guys that have so much success to really alter it. They may want to, and then they start, and they're like, but I don't know. I do this, and it kind of worked for me, and they have all these plays in their mind that worked. Why would I cut that page out? Why would I cut, like, and he does have a massive playbook, and that'll be a challenge for not only Drake May, Bort.
My son is named Bort also.
Jalen Poor.
Come on, Bort. Let's
Polk,
go.
Tet McMillan, whoever they bring in. Like, there's going to be a challenge there. So I like the idea of Josh McDaniels. The biggest question I have for you, and it seems like a lot of people have this issue, who wants Josh McDaniels?
The Patriots?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who in the Patriots?
How about a more specific name?
I would imagine that it is a familiar name, and that makes him attractive to the Kraft family.
Yes.
Yes.
Does that bother you?
Yes.
So does it bother you that maybe Mike Vrabel is like us? He doesn't really have a better answer, so he's just going to say.
So this guy's going to get foisted upon him, and that's how it's going to go? I don't like that at all.
Foisted seems negative.
Foisted, but that's it, right? I mean, if we agree that Elliot Wolf is kind of getting foisted on him here, too, why wouldn't they also foist Josh McDaniels?
Because Elliot Wolf, I think Vrabel has a better answer. His name is Ryan Cowden.
Mm.
And so there's this weird, okay, we'll make it all work. if he is like the rest of us at the OC position and didn't really, even if it was Tommy Rees, I don't know if it was or wasn't, Tommy Rees is not the most exciting of candidates. It's not a better name. It's not an easy sell. And if Mike,
and Tommy Rees said, no, I'm going to go do something else here.
Right. But if Mike Vrabel, not Mike Rees, Tommy Rees, Mike Vrabel, if Mike Vrabel doesn't have a strong counterpoint to when Robert says, you know, Josh McDaniels, A, is right down the street. B, has had a lot of success here. And also, interestingly, Adam Schefter was very quick to point out Josh McDaniels getting paid by the Raiders. So it'll be, what do you say, a friendly contract?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And we know the Crafts. Hell, I'm not going to say the Crafts. All businessmen like friendly contracts. Mm-hmm. It's a friendly contract. So I just think it was so telling that I gave Schefter the chance to promote candidates, and one name was said.
Yeah.
The same one I would have said. I'm the dummy who's local and has the, you know, I'm not talking to every team and texting all the time. Adam Schefter couldn't come up with another name?
How's this for a theory? Last year, no one wanted this job, right? No one wanted to be the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots last year. It was a job that many people passed on.
Right.
Over a dozen people, I think, was the report, said, thank you, we're going to go a different direction, or I'm going to go back to the team I already coach, or whatever it is it's going to be. And Nick Caley went on to be a tight ends coach with the Rams instead of being the OC here. Everyone picked something else. I know Drake May's here, and that's different from last year. But the offense was still a bottom three offense in points and in yards. Okay, so you look at it and you think, well, people are going to want to come and coach Drake May. Sure, right. Yeah, why wouldn't everybody want to do that? You still are a terrible offense. And an offensive coordinator getting his first job on a terrible offense, if they could go somewhere else, like the Vegas Raiders scored more points than the Patriots last year. They're not a better team, I don't think, necessarily. No. And they have a much worse quarterback situation. But that kind of paints the picture a little bit, doesn't it? Like, Drake May on his own wasn't enough to make this offense more than the worst offense in the league. And that, I think, is going to make, whether you want to buy it or not, it still makes this an unattractive job. It still makes this an unattractive destination, I think.
No, I think it's an attractive job.
Do you?
Yeah.
One of the worst offenses in the league last year with Drake May.
Yeah, but it's Drake May and what you think you can do with him.
Then why is this taking so long?
Because I don't know if there's good candidates. That's the other thing. The good offensive minds,
I don't think it's a good destination.
The good offensive minds are either head coaches or candidates to be head coaches. They're not coming to be your offensive coordinator. I think that's the problem. Is there the pipeline may not have regenerated or refilled itself enough.
Mm.
And you're taking a risk, I think, on my guy, Wes Phillips, Josh McCown, Nick Caley. All those guys have one thing in common. They don't call plays.
Right.
They're not a play caller. So you're giving them a first-time opportunity, and there may be some stink there on the Crafts, anything. Last year, they went first-time everybody. Well, Mike Vrabel's not a first-time.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to go the other way this year and nobody's going to be a first-timer? I don't know. Is it reactionary? I think that could be part of this calculation here in what they're doing.
But that's stupid, first of all. It's stupid to do that. Well, everybody was,
yes,
right? And nobody can be a first-timer this year, and everybody has to the year before. That's just a dumb way to do things.
And everybody has to be a first-timer sometime.
Exactly.
And we did the rundown. Remember when we did the rundown?
They just don't have to do it at once.
We did all the coaches that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Were good their first time.
Right.
There's plenty of bad ones the first time, too, but all of the good coaches were pretty much good the first time they took the job.
Yeah.
So do that with offensive coordinator, right? Ben Johnson's good. Joe Brady's good. Those guys had to have a first job somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
Find one of those. Now, the problem is Ben Johnson's going to the Raiders, and Joe Brady's got, like, and you got to, the pipeline is a little lacking of exciting candidates unless you just do the, did he ever coach for McVay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll take him.
We'll take him. Shanahan guy? No problem. Bring him on in. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's Dan Ball to tell you what's trending. We'll talk with Tommy Curran at 3:30. That's coming up next.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Celtics fell to the Toronto Raptors last night 110-97. The defeat snapped Boston's 10-game winning streak against Toronto. Peyton Pritchard led the Celtics with 20 points coming off the bench. Boston returns home tomorrow night when they host the Orlando Magic. They have a 4-3 record in the month of January so far. In football news, Bill Belichick's first coaching staff at North Carolina continues to come together. Longtime NFL special teams coach Mike Prefer and veteran SEC offensive line coach Will Friend are expected to finalize deals to join Belichick's staff. That being said, reports this morning claim that there is no fully executed and signed contract between Belichick and UNC at this time. Belichick was announced as North Carolina's head coach on December the 11th. And in NFL news, the city of Cleveland filed a lawsuit against the Browns to prevent the team's planned move to a new dome stadium in Brook Park, Ohio. The city alleges that a Browns move would violate the Modell Law, an Ohio law that placed conditions on how teams can leave their publicly financed facilities. On the ice, the Bruins are off until Saturday when they visit the Ottawa Senators. Puck drop is set for 3 p.m. And finally, Bob Uecker, the voice of his hometown Milwaukee Brewers, who after a short playing career earned the moniker Mr. Baseball and honors from the Hall of Fame, has passed away. He was 90 years old. Being more healthy, eating better, losing weight, are you accomplishing your New Year's goal? It's 10 times easier with some help. Do what Andy Hart, Rob Bradford, Chris Scheim, and over 23,000 others have done. Find your results at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Baldwin, just trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Tommy Curran joins Afternoons with Arcan and Hart coming up right after this.